Elizabeth Elliot says, Hollywood's notion of love is millions of miles from the slightest comprehension of what the love of God is all about. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of Quest for Love and Love Has a Price Tag, helping you lovingly put God's principles into action in your daily life. Here's Elizabeth.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliot talking with you again today about the will of God. And let's remember that God's will is love. That's why I keep emphasizing those two verses that I always begin with. The will of God is love because He loves us with an everlasting love. And He is never going to will for us anything but the very best. Now think about it logically in terms of people you love. Who do you love most in all the world? What do you want for that person? You want happiness, don't you? Bliss, peace, joy. Well, what do you imagine God wants for us? Something less than that? Would an earthly lover or an earthly father want less than love and joy and peace and fulfillment for his beloved or for his child? Well, we're talking about the will of God, which ought not to scare us because we are loved with an everlasting love. Now, at the end of my last program, I said something that may have disturbed some of you. The lesson of learning, what I should have said, and I'm not sure that I said this as clearly as I need to, the lesson of learning to accept the will of God is almost always going to come to us through suffering. Because obviously, it's not difficult to accept the will of God when we agree. As a wife discovers that there's no teeth in that word submission when she's totally in accord with her husband's decision. It's when she thinks that her husband is either making a mistake or whether he's doing something deliberately to displease her that submission becomes a very, very difficult thing. So in order to learn to pray the prayer in the Lord's Prayer, Thy will be done on earth, which means in me, as well as anywhere else, on earth as it is in heaven, it's going to involve some degree of suffering. Because how can we learn self-denial if we never have to deny ourselves? And denying ourselves is going to entail a certain amount of suffering. How can we learn the full acceptance of the tremendous demands that God's will makes on us unless we learn it through things which are not according to our comfort and our preferences? So much of what the will of God contains for us seems so terribly hard to bear, doesn't it? When we really start searching the Bible and ransacking the Scriptures to find, what do you want me to do, Lord? We find a long list of impossible things. For one thing, we're supposed to be perfect. That's not just hard, that's impossible, isn't it? And yet, with God, all things are possible. So whatever the will of God may contain for you, my listeners, today that seems hard to bear or scary, whatever it is about which you are saying, why must it cut so painfully across my nature? The answer is simple. Because we're sinful. Because we're born rebels. We're earthbound. We're nearsighted. Down in the fog, where we can't see the horizon. The captain on the bridge can see the horizon. Isn't it reasonable to let His will be done, to trust Him? Have you ever taken your dog for a walk, and the dog wraps himself around a post? Now, he doesn't realize that he's wrapping himself around the post with the leash. All he sees is something that he wants to follow. Or it may be a slim tree, and of course he has to circle that tree 3 or 4 times, you know for what. And the dog is not thinking about anything except what he's sniffing. And so he's circling the tree, and he's wrapping the leash round and round and round the tree. Well, when he's finished whatever it was that he had in mind, then he wants to go forward down the street. There's no way. Well, the only way that you can get the dog to go forward is to get the dog to go backwards. That's the way it is sometimes with God. He can see what we're too stupid to see. The dog hasn't the slightest idea how he got himself in this impossible place where he can't move. It takes your superior intelligence, and so you've got to back him up. And when God wants to back us up, we get furious. We think, God doesn't love me. And the dog is thinking, my master does not want me to go forward down the street. He wants me to go backwards. No, the master understands very well what the dog wants to do, and the master's action right now is calculated to enable the dog to do what he could not possibly do unless he conforms to the master's will. I'm indebted to C.S. Lewis for that illustration, but I think it's a great one. You can't see how to go forward when the master is pulling backward. If we really believed in the love of God, an everlasting love, an inexorable love, then we could trust him. Inexorable means that it cannot be entreated. Many parents have a very highly exorable love, the kind that gives in to a child's whining. And by giving in, of course, the parent is not really loving the child. What the parent is teaching the child to do is to whine. Because obviously, unless the child is very stupid, he is going to learn quickly that whining gets what he wants. He gets rewarded for whining. Does that make sense? That's an exorable love, the kind that can be wheedled and pled with and change its mind. God's is an inexorable love. His promises are given to us, thousands of them, that tell us that his desire is for our good. If we would ever believe those promises, if we really believed, and I mean really believed, just simply accepted at face value the promises of God, we wouldn't have any problems saying, thy will be done. I remember when Lars was courting me. Lars is my present husband. And he courted me in a very slow, deliberate, majestic way. Carefully, tactfully, gently, courteously. Well, for one thing, Lars knew that I was a woman who would never dream of chasing a man and was probably pretty hard to get. I was impossible to get then, I thought, because I had been married twice before. Both of my first husbands died, and I could not imagine that God wanted me to marry a third time. But finally, it was as if the Lord got through to me. Here I was resisting this man's advances when God was saying, I'm trying to give you something. Sometimes when we refuse to say, thy will be done, we may be refusing one of God's greatest gifts. He's always trying to give us something, to give us himself. Now, there's a wonderful statement of what God's purpose for us is. And if you don't believe me, believe him. Read the Bible, 1 Corinthians 2, verses 7 to 14. I speak God's hidden wisdom, his secret purpose framed from the very beginning to bring us to our full glory. The powers that rule the world have never known it. If they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But in the words of Scripture, things beyond our seeing, things beyond our hearing, things beyond our imagining, all prepared by God for those who love him. These it is that God has revealed to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit explores everything, even the depths of God's own nature. Among men, who knows what a man is but the man's own spirit within him? In the same way, only the Spirit of God knows what God is. This is the Spirit that we have received from God, and not the Spirit of the world, so that we may know all that God of His own grace has given us, and because we are interpreting spiritual truths to those who have the Spirit. We speak of these gifts of God in words found for us, not by our human wisdom, but by the Spirit. It's my prayer that the words that I give to you will be not of me, not of my human wisdom, which God knows is radically limited, but by the Spirit, words that God has given to me to give to you. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I want to read you a poem. I asked the Lord that I might grow in wisdom, love, and every grace, might more of His salvation know and seek more earnestly His face. 'Twas He who taught me thus to pray, and He, I trust, has answered prayer. But it has been in such a way as almost drove me to despair. I thought that in some favored hour at once He'd answer my request, and by His love's constraining power subdue my sins and give me rest. Instead of this, He made me feel the hidden evils of my heart, and let the angry powers of hell assault my soul in every part. When you pray, Thy will be done, be prepared for the unexpected.
As Elizabeth has said, anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Elizabeth Elliot has been sharing timeless truth with ladies for many years, drawing insight from her Bible study and her experiences as a wife, mother, and missionary. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliot. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network, Charlotte, North Carolina.